Houston, we have a problem.
State your problem.
Picking up transmission from Mars.
Government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Evidence Footprints. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and we're going to be here on BBSRadio.com for the next hour, so don't go away. Got a great guest for you tonight. Tonight is March the 7th on the East Coast, and as you move over time zones to the West, you get 3 hours younger by the time you get to the Pacific Ocean, or about 2 minutes after 10, something like that. Okay, so we're clear on the date. Now, what are we going to talk about tonight? Well, the past couple of nights, I've been talking about the alien presence on the planet Earth and playing the DVD recordings, DVD transfers of what were originally videotape recordings of Phil Schneider's talk before a group in the state of Idaho in 1995. And I mentioned his passing away in 1996, and I got quite a bit of email and a few calls from some people very, very interested in this story. It's a mind blower, of course, and I did stress that Phil Schneider also gave his life in exchange for the information that he shared with us. So we owe him a debt of gratitude. I don't know so much that we're going to be talking about that issue tonight. I did want to reference what we've been discussing. In case we move in that direction, you'll understand why. And tonight's guest is a health consultant. He is a scientist. He is a chemist. He is a kind of funny guy. He's a historian and a musician. And his name is Michael Anthony, and he's been on the show a number of times. He actually participated in the TNT News Hour yesterday afternoon. Those of you who weren't listening at 1 p.m. Pacific time, you missed a great show. But he's back again tonight on Evident Footprints, Mr. Michael Anthony. Michael, how are you tonight?
Hey, Don, good evening. Doing well. And yourself?
I'm hunky-dory, as I like to say. I'm okay. Let's put it that way. How is the weather where you are these days?
Weather shaping up after, of course, extreme weather. We're getting a lot of rain out here, precipitation, snow or rain. But we did get a lot of rain the last 4 weeks and snow as well. So a lot of precipitation. But right now spring is coming. We've had some robins come back in, also some other migratory birds moving back in. Geese are flying north again. Sun is getting warmer, Don. Spring's right around the corner.
Well, we've had that kind of weather where I'm at, and I've talked to a lot of people all over the country that have been experiencing ice storms, and there's a lot of strange weather. Now, some of this weather is, I think, Mother Earth doing her thing. Some of it is obviously atmospheric disturbances that we talk about quite a bit. We don't really like to talk about those things, but we want to bring it to people's attention so that they can understand what the heck is going on.
Yes, I agree, Don, and I think it's a combination of both things as well.
Meaning nature and interference by man is what you mean.
Yes, yes, that's right. Your reference to the chemtrails and definitely Mother Nature, because as we've covered in the past, with the global warming issue, for example, how it's being touted by Al Gore and others with the global agenda that it's all man-made pollution, but for sure, crazy weather patterns are occurring on all the planets in our solar system, as well as an increase in earthquake and volcanic activity. Now, how can pollution cause earthquakes and volcanoes here? Of course it can't. There can't be any correlation there. And so, clearly nature has an agenda of her own going on here.
Yeah, we've talked about that in the past, you know, about all the things that we're removing from the earth, the extraction of the oil, probably to an extent the extraction of a lot of substances. I'm not saying that all that is bad unless we're not doing anything to replenish it. And you don't take oil out and replace it with water. It's bad enough we don't have enough clean water on this planet as it is, let alone take more water and pump it down there to try to maintain some kind of pressure so that the oil keeps rising to the surface. And they know oil and water won't mix, so they figure, well, if we put some water down there, we can keep the oil rising to the top, keep that pressure going, and that's where they haven't capped off the wells, you know.
Well, you know, Don, to me, as an environmental scientist, and knowing my history quite well, at the turn of the century, into the 1900s, there were great men around, inventors, and Nikola Tesla being at the top of that list. And if their inventions had never been suppressed, we would have never been extracting oil and transporting oil and polluting everywhere. And it would be a totally different world for everyone. Clean environment, air, water, earth, still quite pure. Because we wouldn't have need for such a type of technology that just pollutes. Everything about it is pollution. It's dirty, and it's so unfortunately, you know, when you know that, when you understand that history, it's very sad. Very sad that we've allowed ourselves to get to this point where our Earth is so contaminated and in dire straits in many, many ways.
Uh-huh. Well, we know the Earth can take care of herself, and that's already going on to some extent, but it'll be ramped up as man gets a little bit more insane. The Earth is finally going to say, "All right, enough is enough." We should be saying that ourselves.
That's right.
I said that last night at the end of my show. Enough is enough. I'm tired
sure.
of this.
Sure.
Already.
Let's quit. Let's quit participating in their system as much as we can, and that, then at the same time, that'll recreate the original American system of being independent and only, you know, basically living simply. Technology's great; we got to have it, but still, let's live simply, mm-hmm. where we're in harmony with the earth, and pursuing again the suppressed technologies that would benefit us all. And the environment.
Yeah. Well, you know, you use the word independent, and they made everything sort of interdependent and in a very crippling kind of way. You know,
Well, that's all part of their system, Don. Actually, what they have done is, like the one of the famous Rockefeller sayings of John D. Rockefeller, is competition is a sin. So much for them being capitalists. And that's exactly what they have accomplished, is there's no competition. Suppressed, any inventor that can come up with something that's going to make oil totally obsolete, the Rockefellers will not let that those type of inventions come forward to the public. And so that's what we're dealing with, just a major monopoly suppressing everything that would promote freedom and wealth for many more individuals.
Yeah, I agree. It's not just the the Rockefellers, you know, it's the Rothschilds and,
sure.
and it's some of the other Illuminati families.
That's right, that's right.
They're working together. I mean, we like to blame one, and certainly...
Well, because the Rockefellers are planted here in our country. In Europe, it's the Rothschilds, so the Europeans should be working on the Rothschilds there. We should be ripping out the bad roots, the evil roots that have planted itself here in our country, mm-hmm. And then we'll be doing the whole world a favor.
Yes. Well, one thing, and I know you know this, the Rockefeller family went into Japan and created a monster with Sony, of course, Standard Oil of New York, and then they went into Hungary and set up a lot of these foundations that are doing a lot of this very sadistic genetic research. So this stuff is also hidden a bit, even though we give them credit for basically destroying America and turning everything into their own monopoly. And, you know, as they've passed the baton from member to member throughout the family, they seem to get more evil as they go along, you know?
Yes, yeah, no question. That's unfortunately a very true statement, Don.
So yeah, you're right. We have to create our own, I don't want to use the word matrix, but we have to create our own reality so that, you know, well, let them continue playing their games and, you know, we yeah. start our own game.
That's right. That's right, Don. As Americans, we just don't participate in their system. Let's get back into our own American system, working independently, productively, trying to use American money again, which is gold and silver, of course, and bartering as well. Just cooperating with each other, helping each other out whenever we can as well,
uh-huh.
And living virtuously, as impeccably as we can, because that's the key to it all.
Yeah.
And sure enough, right, you know, I would say make sure your kids don't enlist in the service. Let's start to recreate our own, I know this one's going to sound crazy, but we need to get the military back in under the Constitution, where they're loyal to the Constitution, and half of them are, I'm sure, at least. And there's quite a few that aren't. And so we need to get our military back in the control of the American people so that we can defend our country when threats rise up, and those threats are clearly domestic more than foreign.
Mm-hmm. And where is Larry Flint when we need him?
I don't know.
But anyway, sort of a pun there, actually. No, you're right in the sense you would think that these people would come to their senses, but we've discussed the fact that many that are in control are not even people, and those that are have been so compromised from one extreme to the other. If it's not financial wrongdoing, then it's something that's caught on videotape or on audio tape or combinations of. And they've been compromised, and they've been bribed as well, and they hold that against them as well too. So, you know, the fact that they passed the Patriot Act, and it's got 426 pages in it, and no one even read it, it has nothing to do about patriotism, by the way. You know.
That's their doublespeak, of course. If they say free trade, then we know it means it's not free trade. So if they say we're here to bring peace, then you know they're here to bring war. It's the old doublespeak, and we're on to that one.
Oh, well, the free part was that they got it for free, you know. I mean, there was...
True. That's true, too, you know, Dan.
And still, that's a duplicitous definition. So,
yes.
So you're
yes.
still correct.
But you see, Don, what you're describing there is people living completely in vices rather than living virtuously, and they're controlling our country. They are our elected representatives because the big money supports them, and they clean up on the elections, of course. And so that's what we're dealing with, unfortunately, and that's why it's so important for all of us as Americans just to live as virtuously the best as we can, because it's a clean, healthy lifestyle when you do.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very powerful when we're living in that mode. Never getting sick, for example. That's the ultimate power, never to get sick. You know, for example, Don, some kind of bug is going around. It's hitting pretty much everybody. And I've heard some people on some talk shows and stuff, you know, they're hosts, everybody's out sick, getting infected by it. And I'm not, though. I never get it. Don't get sick ever. So now there's a power that we have at our disposal, so that I'm never laid up. Whatever I want to do any day of the week, I have the energy, the power to do it with no problem at all, because I feel good. That's all part of the benefits of living virtuously.
Yes. Now, and I know a lot of what you're talking about is Michael Anthony's private stock here, so we can do a mini commercial. But no, I know you're talking beyond that. No.
Yes.
What's going through my mind is the same thing. I talk to people who are getting sick left and right, and I tell them, you know, get in touch with Michael.
Don, I wasn't really trying to plug myself there.
I know that. I'm just throwing that in there. Or you know, they're telling me, well, I've got this cold and I'm trying to get rid of it, or I've got this or I've got that.
Right.
There's always a cause on both ends. You know, the germs are always around.
Yes, they are.
The question is, are you going to
be vulnerable
to them, or permit
exactly.
them to invade your space?
That's right.
You know,
That's right.
And knock on wood, I remained healthy through this. I mean, I've been out shoveling snow for hours. I spent half my day yesterday shoveling snow, and then after I got it all cleaned up third time, I had a snow plow come by and fill up the apron of the driveway again. And I mean, I made a comment to a neighbor who was out there trying to clear a path so he could pull his car into his driveway from the street. They'd finally plowed the street, and I said, isn't it amazing? You can flunk an IQ test and still drive a city snowplow.
Yes.
You know?
Government standards are low, unfortunately.
Man.
But, yes, Don, that's what it's all about, being nice and healthy. And it's all about keeping the body clean. I wasn't really trying to tout my product line. It really only comes down to keeping the body clean, and also internally clean, and also then feeding it what it really wants to stay super healthy with. And then that's right. You know, you're impervious. You're impervious to disease because you're always energy charged. And more Americans need to catch on to that quick.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't my intention to turn it into a commercial either, but it's worth talking about. So, you know, we can talk about it, and you can feel comfortable and feel free to talk about this stuff.
Oh, thank you, Don.
You know,
thank you. Well, I don't want to.
There's no censorship on this show, okay? The only the only person we censor is Don Newsom. And if he's listening, he's turning red now, and he's going to be up. No, he's great. No, he wants us to speak our truth. Now, if being healthy, you know, it starts with the individual, but eventually if you are the eating kind of person, you know, if you eat food and you're not living on just air, like a lady in India did for a number of years, 80 or 90 years, I think it was, we're not all at that level of consciousness where we can do that. So
sure.
So we need to drink water, and we should be drinking good quality water, and I don't mean good quality tap water. You know,
Don, let me just say, with water, the best way to get your water is out of your food, from ripened fruits and vegetables. So a lot of times, if I'm hungry and I have an apple, that's satisfying my thirst as well, and I don't get thirsty for a long time. Once the system's already nice and clean like mine, then it's very balanced, and so even if I'm a little thirsty and hungry, eat an apple, fresh fruit, and it satisfies both. Or make some carrot juice, and I'm getting my incredible water supply via the carrot juice. But otherwise, when you are just using water, absolutely make sure it's high quality, the best water, the safest water you can get your hands on, because it's critical for your health.
Or if you're cooking with water, or you know, exactly. If you're making tea or
any kind of consumption.
Yeah, exactly. And there are people that say, well, I'm boiling this water. You know, you don't boil the fluorides out of the water.
In fact, you're going to make it a little more concentrated.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And you're putting it in a different metabolic state by heating it.
Yes, you are.
And then when you consume it that way, or if you make a drink, it's, you know, the molecules are going to adhere to whatever you're making. It's going to have a different, totally different impact on you. What people need to understand about tap water, and this bears repeating, is that the fluoride in tap water are the same as the fluorides in toothpaste, maybe different concentrations, but nonetheless, it's a byproduct of the aluminum manufacturing process. It's a waste product from aluminum manufacturing, and they have no way to get rid of it, so they said, well, here's a good idea. We can poison the people, put it in their drinking water, put it in their toothpaste, and tell them it prevents cavities.
Well, yeah, Don, another tangent to that one is that it was expensive to dispose of because it's such a toxin.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of that strategy was to make it where we're disposing of their waste, because every time you turn on your tap water, most of it's going right down the drain. And so we're disposing of their toxic waste for free. That's what we're really doing as well.
Well, their concern is not they're not at all worried about the toxins giving it to us or where it goes. Or they wouldn't even be making it.
Well, we're aiding them in that fashion, too, because it's a toxic waste byproduct, and they mm-hmm. and they have to dispose of it. And in our country, with the EPA laws, it is strict. And so by having this kind of approach, then ultimately, yes, we're consuming it, and definitely we're disposing of it, because most of the time when you open that tap, the water's going right down a drain.
Mm-hmm.
You're washing dishes, you're washing your hands, it's going down a drain.
Now, if you're drinking it, it's doing it totally...
Nothing but trouble.
Oh, I'm sorry?
Nothing but trouble.
Nothing but trouble, of course. Now, it's going to accumulate in your system. They know, in fact, they did studies, the Nazis in Germany did studies prior to World War II that revealed that consuming the fluorides in drinking water made people become passive, made them become apathetic. And I guess if you're happy not caring about anything and just being laid back, kind of like a hippie, you know, more power to you, I guess.
Well, that's what they want. They want us to be just simply automatons.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That they can turn on and off when they need us.
Yes. Now, speaking of automatons, and I don't mean to jump around, but you reminded me of something that I was discussing with someone earlier this evening in regard to the MK Ultra mind control and all the different programs they have of triggering certain people that are under these programs. You would be astounded to hear some of the things that I've heard about some of the presidents, what they have been through, and the methods that they use to program them.
Well, Don, you know, we're well aware that the presidents that we've had are clearly puppets. Somebody's pulling their strings. So it's no surprise to hear what you're saying. These guys are all groomed years in advance for these positions. And then, of course, they have the horse race every campaign. But they're all groomed for these spots, and so that's the grooming. That is the grooming process that you're saying right there.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's a type of conditioning that goes along with that, and the reason I'm pointing it out is it's not just the regular people on the planet. You know, it's not the garbage man and the waitress in the restaurant and the hairdresser and the guy that changes your or fixes your flat tires. It's everybody is affected by this to some extent. There's the what goes on the subconscious level through the media, through the TV, through the radio, and I'm not speaking about alternative modes of media, but I'm speaking about the mainstream. You know, the network television, the network radio, these big conglomerates that own 3,000 or 4,000 of the radio stations around the country. They have an agenda, and they stick to that agenda. It's the repetition over and over. It turns certain compartments of the brain off and activates other ones. Basically, what it does is it compartmentalizes the mind to the point where the person being controlled doesn't even know about that.
Mm-hmm.
Or that it's happening. Now, that can happen through water. We've already talked about that. It's if you want to see why people don't care about what's happening, you'd have to assume that a lot of people are drinking tap water just right. By how they're acting. Okay?
Sure. And other, you know, fluoride is just one of other toxins that have the similar kind of effects. So glutamates in general, aspartame, that's even more severe. But they also have an effect where you just lose touch with reality.
Mm-hmm. So I'm to presume then that many politicians are on aspartame. Is that what you're saying?
That I'm sure they're on a whole lot more, Dan.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not saying that one is necessarily better than the other, but you're very correct about aspartame. It was invented to be a rat poison, and it can kill a variety of animals. And when a human is consuming it in the form of a soft drink or some sort of what's being sold and marketed as a diet food, usually the word diet means it has aspartame in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you're thinking about why do they call it diet food? I'm eating. When you're putting something in, you're not on your diet. Okay.
Yes. You know? Well, diet today, they had the connotation to be an exclusive approach to losing weight, when, of course, all it really means is whatever you eat and drink every day is your diet.
Yeah.
That's your diet. Exactly.
I can live on a diet of prayer and clean air if it's clean enough air and you know, fervent enough prayer, right?
Sure. Yes, we can.
So it's not necessarily even food, you know, but the word
physical food.
Yeah. The word is used even as another means to make money and to be another aspect of the mind control.
Yeah, and they're manipulating us to play into their system. Mm-hmm. And they use us to take our money,
mm-hmm.
and we buy their products,
mm-hmm.
and then we fall deeper into their system as we use their products.
Okay, and yes, and then we become more susceptible to all these germs that we're talking about,
sure.
or the ailments that some of these toxins and these substances cause.
And I'm
not just leaving it to the fluorides and also the aspartame per se.
Yeah, you know. The synthetic bombardment that we're dealing with in our modern age, which has never existed in, well, probably, I would say, at least a couple thousand years.
Mm-hmm.
I think prior to that, they probably had all kinds of synthetics as well.
Mm-hmm.
And But bombardment of synthetics, and along with the ones you mentioned, even, you know, like how about Teflon from the nonstick cookware that is coming off, you know, in minuscule amounts, gradually over time, though, and that's accumulating. And so there's all kinds of synthetic bombardment, as well as the fact, Don, that, as we've mentioned also in the past, we're moving into a phase where the energy is getting more, atoms are getting more energized, the vibration rate's picking up on everything. And so those that are clinging to the old diet that's heavy, dead and heavy, are going to suffer the consequences because we're leaving a dead, heavy period phase.
Becoming lighter. Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
And more vibrant.
And so all the more reason to eat the lighter, vibrant foods and dwell on them so that this shift is easy on you as an individual, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Like we're describing, where, for example, just never get sick, always energized, always feeling good, even though you see things decaying and rotting around you as far as the country goes. You know we've been stabbed in the back by nothing but traitors in our government, no longer abiding by the constitutional laws of our land. And yet, I'm whistling all day long, working, being productive, things always looking good, continuing to expand. The sunlight is still beaming down in this little corner. And that's how it is when you apply all this and utilize it at the spiritual level, the physical level, the mental level. And you're now in harmony with these new changes that are lighter and also a lot more energized, and it's very positive.
Mm-hmm. Also, another phenomenon that I'm seeing is as this energy comes in, there's more light being cast on the dark, and the truth is being revealed at a much faster rate. And that's
absolutely right.
It's scaring the powers that be to death.
That is so true, Don.
That's I'm really noticing this in the past. Just in the past week. I'm noticing.
Yes, it's promising. It is promising. It's true. It's true. The energy, everything's getting energized, and gradually more and more people are finally waking up and snapping out of their sleeping condition that they've been trained to be in and programmed to be in, just like you were saying.
Uh-huh.
And so it's encouraging. It is. And yes, it's got the dark forces starting to tremble because the light is expanding and it's exposing them more and more.
Yeah. Now, we can, we could spend the whole show tonight talking about health, but a lot of people don't want to hear about or be reminded about their bad health. So I would just simply suggest they take a look. Go to my website, go to directlightproductions.com and click on the health page. Click on the sponsors page. You can read about Michael Anthony's private stock, some of the products that he has, which are homeopathic products. They are friendly. They are natural for you to check out to build up your immune system, to fight off these things that are designed to wear you down and cause you to get sick. Now, your state of mind has everything to do with it, too. So we're talking about these things for you so you don't have to think about them. Trust that if we're telling you that it's not safe to drink tap water, that we're telling you the truth. Now, we're not saying don't drink it. That's your choice. But we're telling you, we're letting you know that it's not in your best interest to drink it.
And please keep it away from your kids and your pets.
Yes. You know, they don't have a choice.
That's right.
They're going to...
And they'll suffer from it. The fluoride will ruin the teeth of the kids and the pets.
Yes.
So as the kids get older, they won't even be able to enjoy their lives as they get older if their teeth are shot,
mm-hmm.
as well as all the other effects it's going to have. So, yes, you know, the kids and the pets, they're innocent. Please be very aware of what they're consuming.
Now, there are some good water filters on the market that will filter a lot of this stuff out. Your best bet is to try to get some kind of a natural spring water, or you have to be certain that it's similar and stay in a bottled water. There are some bottled water companies that just market tap water,
mm-hmm.
and telling you that it's from a special spring, and you know.
Right. So there's you're extending a trust blindly, and unfortunately, there are those that don't honor that trust
mm-hmm.
and respect it and take advantage of it. That's why I think you're right, Don. There's no other way to assure yourself unless you have a really good filter system.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some good ones out there. And that way you know for sure what
yes.
you're drinking.
Yes, exactly. Now, that said, the next thing that I would like to talk about is, okay, let's say people are starting to get the message and that they start eating healthier foods, maybe trying some organic foods, cutting back on certain types of foods that they know are not good, especially those foods that have all kinds of artificial additives in them.
Hey, Don?
Yes.
May I inject in there? Because this is perfect. This is perfect. Also, people, remember, do not eat foods that are not grown in the USA. Don't even touch it. Let it sit there and rot. And also, make sure when you do select produce, it's in season and ripe, because if it's not nice and perfectly ripe, it's no good anyway. Even if it's organic, it's got to be ripe. That's the key to it all as far as being healthy. It's got to be ripe. Don't eat foods that are not in season when it comes to fruit and vegetables, because it's not only, since it's not ripe, it's not going to be healthy.
So you're saying there's no ripe hamburger helper, in other words.
I was really talking like produce, but kind of product. I haven't thought about that product in I don't know how many years or decades. That still exists, Don?
Oh, yeah. I think they still run the commercials or something, you know.
Right. I bet that's real nutritious.
Well, I've been in stores and I've seen people walking around. Maybe they're putting it back on the shelves. Who knows? It looks like they're buying it, though. I mean, I've seen hamburger
exactly.
helper and chicken helper, and you need everything helper helper. it's getting
that's
pathetic. You know,
it's synthetic diet, synthetic people. And you'll never stay healthy, people, eating that, because it's synthetics. It's dead. It's only living foods keep the body alive. Dead foods can't.
Now, isn't it amazing how oil has permeated every aspect of our economy? And, you know, I had
sure.
Lindsay Williams on last week, and he talked very specifically about their plans to raise the price of oil, and we see that going on.
He's a great guy. He's a great guest to have on the show, Don.
And
he knows it all on that particular topic.
Sure. Now, if you just stop and think of all the things that they make with oil, and people don't know this. I mean, they think that your clothes are still made from cotton or
mine
wool.
Are.
You know,
mine are.
Yeah, but I'm saying. The average person out
sure.
there that's going out and
they don't realize they're wearing synthetics, Don.
Yeah. Now, those synthetics are made as from the byproducts of oil. From
petroleum.
Well, yeah, petroleum.
You're wearing petroleum.
Mm-hmm.
You're wearing petroleum. That's what you're doing. And I'm never comfortable with petroleum on my skin.
Makes
your
skin itch and you know.
Yeah, it doesn't breathe. Yeah, it's definitely nothing like the nice feel you get with cotton, wool, silk.
Mm-hmm. And then you feel like you're an extra in Starsky and Hutch too at the same time, you know. You know. Like,
yeah. You know when you have a wood stove, by the way, when you're wearing synthetics like that. And a little spark shoots off the wood stove. It burns like petroleum.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And then if you were to happen to be eating food and dribble a little something on it, you have a permanent stain on it, too. I mean, it's made from oil, and it's going to attract
right.
it's going to attract oil. It's going to try to hold on to it.
It has an affinity for oil.
So, but then there are other places, bottled products. It used to be glass quite a bit. Now everything is plastic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot less expensive for them. They have a way to make a higher profit out of the byproducts from the petroleum industry. And then it's moved into food packaging, inside the package, outside the package, the seals of the package. I don't know if you bought a DVD or a CD lately, but you almost need a forklift to open them up anymore.
A chainsaw.
I say a forklift, to pry that thing open. It's what are they afraid of having that they have to put? It's like Scotch 208 at like 1/10 of a mil thickness, so you can't remove it, and it sticks to anything. And it's as though they say, okay, you buy this, whether you pay $5 for it or $20 or $30, you go home and you try to open this package. Plus, it's got an RD chip on it, and then once you get that off, now you're trying to peel this little thin layer off of there. All of this is from oil. All of this is plastic. And why is it there? It's there because they decided they want to make more money.
Don, it's there because they monopolized everything, and that's their main resource that they can exploit in all kinds of directions, right, to maximize profits on it. That's why it's there.
Now, it doesn't end with those products, does it?
Not at all.
They use petroleum as a base for pharmaceutical drugs. They use petroleum to synthesize, or for lack of a better word, let's say to copycat or to mimic what the mold spores, the cultures that they use to develop antibiotics. So they're mimicking the cellular or the chemical properties of natural antibiotics, which I believe were, if I'm not mistaken, they originally came from the cantaloupe plant. And now they found a way to mimic the cellular structure and the chemical makeup of those original molecules, and they're doing this with oil.
You see, Don, they do that with everything because they're counterfeiters. They did it with our money supply. Now we have counterfeit money called Federal Reserve notes. They counterfeit with religion, and they counterfeit in politics, and they counterfeit now in creation itself, where they, that's what they do. They can only counterfeit things because they are, unfortunately, like you were saying at the earlier portion of the show, pretty much soulless beings, and so they can only counterfeit. They can't be creative.
Yeah, I don't know if I said soulless beings, or
no, you did
or,
but that's what I was saying.
I should have said reptilians, greys, and dracos is what I should have said. Okay,
yep, and they're all soulless.
Yeah, but devils, demons, whatever you want to call them.
Sure enough.
There's lots of names. Those are just names, but they know who they are and they know what they are.
That's right.
And there are those of us, there's more and more every day knowing a little bit more about them, knowing who they are, knowing what they're afraid of, knowing what their weaknesses are. And believe me, they have weaknesses.
Oh, of course.
And their biggest weakness is their own fear of themselves and what's going to happen to them. So
that's right. That's right. That's what they suppress the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this whole matrix, this whole paradigm that they've created for us, is their attempt at putting that focus on us, mm-hmm. rather than on themselves. They think as long as they keep us busy, then they'll be able to sustain themselves that much longer.
Well, you see, Don, they despise us because we have souls, something they do not have. And they despise us for that. They despise us that when we sin, the Lord forgives us as long as we truly repent. But they're never forgiven. And so we are despised by them, and they hate us. And that's something people have to catch on. Good and evil has been battling since the beginning of time, since the fall in the garden, and it won't end until the Lord culminates it all, sometime in, God willing, the near future. And so we're caught up in a big battle. Nothing's changed. Only the names, dates, and places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they definitely haven't changed the methods. They're using the same ones, and we figured those out, but they're still using them. It's just a matter of going around, you know, connecting the dots from point A to B to C to D to E. It's the same thing every one. Just got to connect to all of them. And I guess when we use up all the letters of the alphabet, we'll have to start using double letters and triple letters. But their time is running out. They have been exposed on many, many levels. It's obvious what's going on politically. We know we have a corrupt political structure. Whether anyone wants to hear that or not, their vote does not count. It doesn't really count.
Well, not where there's an electronic voting machine anyway. That's a guarantee.
Or where there's a ballot box with a seal like the ones they have in New Hampshire.
Yes, true.
Have you seen those things? They're great.
No.
You can put these seals on the box, and they're reusable. You can lift them up, and it doesn't pull any of the material of the cardboard box up. And its tape has all its original stickiness. You can put it right back down, and it never looks like it's been used. Mm-hmm. And then you can pull it up again, and it still looks brand new.
Oh.
That's great tape. And that's what they're using to protect the ballots.
Wow. Well, you know,
think about that.
From that angle and the angle of who they're giving us to select from, it's so sad to see the same old garbage. The Democrats give us Hillary Clinton with no qualifications at all. She came up and carpetbagged New York and became senator, and she hasn't done anything for us New Yorkers, by the way. And of course, always saying that none of this had to do with ambitions to run for president in the future. And lo and behold, obviously another big lie from a big liar, because that was her whole incentive to become senator. Obviously, she's running for president.
Mm-hmm.
But no qualifications at all, Don. No qualifications, and neither does Obama at all. No qualifications at all to lead our country. And this is what Democrats are giving the people to choose from. That is the ultimate pathetic scenario anyone could ever imagine. And then the Republicans don't fare much better with everybody they're proposing, except for the one that they won't let us know about, and that's Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm. I still think that we could see a miracle here, and I'll tell you, and I'm in a position to say this with some amount of certitude, that there will be some revelations about the three front-running, and I put that in their quotes, not mine, the three front-running candidates, speaking about Clinton, Obama, and McCain, and there are going to be some revelations about who these people are that is going to create a firestorm.
Wow!
And you're going to have Ron Paul back in the hunt again.
Well, you know, Don, I'd love to hear that, and God willing, that's all going to come to pass. And I'm hoping right now that somebody in Ron Paul's campaign is listening to your show, because I don't understand this regarding Ron Paul. Why haven't I seen a video on TV or on the internet going around with, hi, this is Ron Paul, and as your president, this is what I'm going to do. And that's it. Now you just start to show troops coming home, being back with their families, shutting the borders down, jobs coming back home, people being employed again on productive high-tech, good-paying jobs, and our education system putting out clean-cut kids that look sharp, and they're intelligent, and they've got the basics of reading, writing, and arithmetic down, and none of the social engineering garbage. Why don't we see a video from Ron Paul's campaign yet like this?
Well, you'd have to produce that in Hollywood, number one, to create all of what you're talking about. you need a movie set to do that. You're going to have to hire the people to be the soldiers because they've taken all the soldiers out of the country. You see, they've
there's got to be some that they can use that would be willing to be allowed to be taped so that we can cover that part. And it's a little bit of work done, but it shouldn't be a big deal, I would think, for today. I mean, there's all kinds of amateurs putting out decent videos today.
Oh, I know. I'm sort of being facetious in a way, though.
I'm saying,
you know, you have all of these soldiers being taken out of the country, all of the companies, corporations are out of the country. We have people sneaking over the border by the millions.
Sure, that's absolutely. That's why we need Ron Paul. And that's why they got to get a video showing, you know, Ron Paul doesn't have to do it, just opens up with the intro, and then this is what I'm going to do, and then that's the last you see of Ron until the very end, and show all these things going on, kicking the UN off our country, totally folding them up, we're not getting involved, show everything. And that way the Americans can start to see what Ron Paul's all about with their own eyes.
You know, I'm to the point where what I see promoted and what I hear in speeches and what the media is handling, you would get more news watching Pee-wee's Playhouse, you know, Pee-wee Herman. Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer. You know,
what's your mentality? 5 years old? What's your IQ? -250? Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's how they are with us.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
And, everything has to talk. Talking furniture and talking clocks and talking this and talking that. Everything is about visual sensation and fear and creating fear and controlling your mind.
Yes, dealing with the emotions but not the intellect.
Mm-hmm. And not the spirit either.
That's right.
So, it's to people's benefit to stay healthy and to do things that are going to keep them healthy. You don't know how many people I talk to that, oh, I have a headache, I have a backache, my feet are so tired, this is hurting. And most of the time, you can attribute it to their attitude and what they're eating or what they're not eating.
Yes, sir, Don. It all works together. A healthy body is a healthy mind, and a healthy mind is a healthy body. The Lord did say, as a man thinketh, so he becometh. And so, yep, people got to start to assume that individual responsibility for themselves so they get out of that mode and into the mode where we are, where, you know, like yesterday I was chopping some firewood, and I was busting up, kicking a board for kindling, and just when I was ready to impact it, I realized, oh my goodness, it's going to ricochet right into my knee, and it did, and really gave me a heck of a shot. And instead of going to my rapid heal, I said, no, I'm just going to ride it out, neutralize the pain quickly or mentally so I can get back to work. And just within a little after 24 hours, I mean, I can run on it. It's barely noticeable that it hurts, and I didn't even take my rapid heal. So the mind is very powerful when we use it correctly, and the body responds perfectly to it when it's clean as a temple.
Oh, yeah. I've accidentally burned myself, grabbing something that you would normally grab, and for whatever reason it was hotter than it should have been, and I burned myself. And I took my other hand and made the swelling go away. Took the burn out with the other hand, if that makes sense. And, you know, so it can be done with the power of the mind. It can be done.
Absolutely.
But you have to know that it can be done.
Yes, that's right.
It's not a question of believing that it can be done. You have to know it can be done.
There's a difference.
And I'm hearing more and more people, too, talk about letting go of belief. They're starting to realize that belief sounds like a hopeful word, but it's hoping on a promise and not on a certainty.
That's right.
You know,
it can easily lead you astray into illusions that you're taking for reality, And, of course, that's nothing but trouble.
Yes.
That allegiance to nothing but trouble down the road because you're disconnected from reality.
Mm-hmm.
And so, right, you have to know. And to know is to start to be more observant in everything you do and everything going on around you, and you'll start to get a better understanding of the true reality and all the illusions that people have fabricated in their mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we come out with songs. I know Cher came out with a song a number of years ago. Do you believe in love after love? I mean, you know, do you believe?
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, that song was over and over and over and over, and it became a hit.
Yes.
Right? Ad nauseum. Why?
Yes.
Why was that? Because they want to enforce the belief system. Because people are waking up. Look, we need a song here. We need to fix this problem. There's too many people waking up.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the, and people say, oh, well, Cher is not with the Illuminati. Well, you don't see that on the surface, folks. But in the background, she had a TV show. Her ex-husband became a congressman. You can see how all of this interfaces. And when he was about to do something that they didn't like, they ran him into a tree.
Yes.
Okay, on a ski slope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's done intentionally, and it can be orchestrated.
Clearly.
They can create it so that he does it himself. You know, so.
Scary.
All I'm getting to there is that we don't realize that we get so into the moment that we don't realize what's going on. I see this phenomenon at some sporting events. Now, occasionally I'll get invited or I'll get some tickets to go see a sporting event. And I like sports if they're fair and they're clean.
Sure.
I don't need the hype. I don't need to hear music while they're playing. I don't need to get pumped up to, you know. I don't need to listen to somebody going bum 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 bum. I don't need to listen to that. That doesn't.
It's all the emotional stuff. You see, they're always playing on the emotions.
It's all mind control, is what it is. Yeah. Now, when they take the timeouts and they have their breaks, you hear them. And this is really what you hear. You hear the music of three pedophiles, three convicted or quasi-convicted pedophiles, and a whole group of homosexual musicians talking about seducing little boys. Okay? Now I'm referring to the song YMCA. Okay? And the lyrics, if you listen to the lyrics in that song, they're very explicit. Another song is featuring a convicted pedophile.
Yeah.
I didn't convict him. I'm just reporting the fact that he was convicted in Thailand, and that was Gary Glitter in the song Rock and Roll Part 2, the one dun 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 dun. Okay, and they're going dun 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 dun. Hey, da 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 da. Okay,
sure.
that song right there. Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes everybody feel good. But why is it that you have? And then there's one other artist, I'm leaving the name out, it's not really important, but I can assure you that they were either pedophiles or they're promoting homosexuality in the music.
Oh yeah, well, and if they're not promoting that, they're just promoting open sex as much as possible just among heterosexuals. It's a powerful media, music is, and they're exploiting that one as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, my main question is, why does that have to be promoted? Why can't things just remain like they are?
That's right.
You know,
that's
why
right.
Why do they have to be promoted?
And it all stay natural. Right.
Yeah.
And that's right, Don, because we're being manipulated. They're playing upon us. They're preying on us like a predator.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we have to be aware of all this so we don't participate in their game.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Well, Michael, we are out of time, as always happens on the show.
How quick, Don.
It flies by, but it was nice. We'll have you back again. I know I know you like doing the news. We may have you back on the news next week.
Don, I appreciate you inviting me on again. It's always a lot of fun, Don. Thank you.
Well, you get a chance to share your knowledge, and I want to encourage people to go to my website, directlightproductions.com. Go to the sponsors page and click on Michael Anthony and read a little bit about what his expertise is, and then give him a call, and he'll be happy to talk to you so you can take care of yourself and your loved ones. That's important that you do that. And nobody's trying to give you a hard sell or shove anything down your throat. If that happens, you do it on your own volition. But and we're just joking, of course. No, we are dead serious. No. Michael, thanks for being on the show. But I did want to let people know, you know, about your products, because you have them and you're on the show. Why not?
Well, Don, and I really appreciate you promoting my products. And I'm, you know, anybody that touches base with me will be very happy, as many already have been. And as you know from experience, these products are very exclusive, very unique, and one of a kind. And so I really thank you again for promoting me on your website.
Well, that's my pleasure. And you have a lot of positive feedback, testimonials to support this, too, just from me. So.
Oh, you're all around the country, Don, and every day I get more and more. Every single day, honestly, I'm not exaggerating one bit. And everybody's always amazed, happy, impressed with my stuff. And again, recently with the Morgellons case, I was telling you a while back that I had another opportunity to treat one. And sure enough, this gentleman, he's doing great. He just called me again last week and wanted to get some more infection killer. And he told me that he is absolutely doing great. He can't get over how good he's doing. He's amazed.
Yeah, and you've described a couple of success stories with Morgellons. That's very positive, because there are still people come down with it. And I'm just saying, people, you don't have to suffer. You don't have to go through this.
No, you don't.
And what you end up spending and paying for when you do get sick, you could prevent for so much less and be so much happier all the while.
You know, yes, sir.
All the way through.
Absolutely true.
So, and there's nothing worse than seeing kids get sick.
You know, and so all these people are there for references, too. If anybody's curious, they can contact me, and I can put them in touch with these various clients, and they can speak with them directly if they like, and verify everything we're saying is true, that even Morgellons, the people are doing fine.
Yeah. Well, okay, Michael, thank you for being on the show, and we'll have you on again soon.
Thanks again, Don.
It was a pleasure. You helped me maintain my cool tonight. I was really venting earlier tonight. So.
Sorry about that, Don. Next time I'll make sure I let you open up.
No, that's
and
fine.
Then you can get me going.
Yeah, exactly.
Then watch it.
Hang them fast and hang them high.
That's my motto.
I know. Okay, folks, you've been listening to Evident Footprints on BBS Radio, and we want to give a special thanks to Seth and Don for being there, for being our buddies and helping us out and making this show possible. And we'll see you tomorrow night when our special guest will be scientist, inventor, author, lecturer, teacher, and my good buddy, Jim Murray. In the meantime, peace, love, and light, and have a good night.
Hey, everybody. This is your new friend, Julio. And I'm talking to you because I like to listen to BBSRadio.com. I sneak over the border every day. And I go see my girlfriend. She got a computer. Come on now. Sing it, girls.